on this Friday. Vic coming to you live from the Ak-Chin Community Studios. I'm broadcasting from home as we roll on here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Our next guest, we've had him on hundreds of times. So is, you know, hear his voice on the airwaves a lot, but a little different this time because Jay Feely is behind something very cool. It's called Food Fighters, and we welcome Jay Feely to the program right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line to share a little bit more information with us. Jay, how are you, man?
What's up, Beck and Vince? How you guys doing? You're surviving?
What up, Jay? You're like the Dave. You're like the Dave Grohl of the Food Fighters, I take it.
It was a play on the band
like that.
Name. That's for
I like
sure.
That.
That's a way to get people's attention. So tell us more about this venture you got going, Jay.
Well, you know, we're kind of sitting at home, and I saw somebody do it. I think up in Seattle, and it just made a lot of sense. You know, and so many of my friends, people I know who have restaurants, are really struggling right now. Business is down, if they're even open. You know, and doing takeout business is down 80-90%, you know, and just trying to survive. And so, you know, very easy to say, oh, hey, let's go in. We'll buy food from these restaurants that are hurting right now, our local restaurants, our local businessmen, small businesses. And then let's take them to the hospitals, to the medical personnel, to the first responders who are out there literally risking their lives. And let's just say thank you. You know, hey, let me bring lunch in for you one day and say thank you. It's very simple. The response has been great so far. We got over $7,000 in the GoFundMe account. I went and I picked up food today, this afternoon, 20 meals, and brought it to a medical clinic and brought lunch in and just dropped it off real safe. You know, I have my mask on to protect them and just dropped it off and just said thank you. You know, and I think it's just a real easy way to do two things. One, help those businesses, and two, thank our medical professionals. And you know, I think it's a great idea. I have the time. I'm not working right now. I'm being safe, sitting at home with my family. So, you know, it's something my son and I said, hey, let's do this together. And he and I are doing it. We're going to pick them up. We're going to deliver
fabulous.
Them.
And I've seen the pictures. And so if people want to get involved, what do? They go to GoFundMe?
Yeah, well, the easiest way is you can go to my Twitter handle, at Jay Feely, and I keep putting the link on there for the GoFundMe. Go on there, you can donate $20, you can donate $200. We've had a number of NFL personnel, players, people donate $1,000, you know, and I think it's awesome. As long as I got funds in there, we'll keep doing it. As long as this thing keeps going, we're going to keep helping those restaurants and just thanking those medical professionals.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, too, on our Twitter account at Bickley underscore Murata, Jarrett just retweeted your tweet from yesterday, Jay. That's got the link
awesome.
In there, too.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. It's a great thing you're doing. Very, very well done. We appreciate that. Now, in terms of football, we're all, you know, we spend a good portion of every show that we do at this point just contemplating ideas on how to get the return to the sport, and with every day that passes, we're no closer to any answers. I mean, what are your thoughts on the NFL going ahead with the draft? Are we going to see a season on time? I mean, what's going through your head right now, Jay?
Well, I think the draft will be a good thing. It'll give people a diversion. It'll give people something to watch, you know, especially people who love sports. To me, it's so hard to talk about sports right now, to think about sports in the season when you know that, you know, people are fighting for their lives. You know, around the country, I saw this morning there's over a million cases in the world. And you look at, you know, how many deaths are occurring just in our country a day right now, and, you know, how those numbers are going to double every 2 to 3 days. And so it's hard to talk about something that seems so meaningless as sports. But I know that's your job. That's what you guys do, and people want to hear it. I listen to all your shows all day long whenever I'm in the car. You know, and I think you guys have done a really good job of balancing, you know, talking about current events and what's going on, being very solemn about it while also talking about sports, because that's what people want to hear. As far as the NFL and college football and even high school football, you know, I had a conversation with my son yesterday, you know, about it, because he's going to be a senior. It's going to be a senior year coming up next year. They've already canceled, obviously, spring football and all the spring sports, and he was playing golf and track. But who knows if we're going to have a high school football season next year, you know, and if we have an NFL season, are there going to be fans in the stands? And I think first and foremost, you have to do what's best for everybody from, you know, a health perspective, trying to keep everybody safe. And then after that, you look at trying to have football seasons and trying to have games. And I think every sport is going through that. Baseball, obviously, trying to figure out if they're going to have a season at all and how that would work and how you could do it safely. You know, football looking at the same thing, you know, and there's so much uncertainty. Nobody knows. Everybody's watching the TV. at night looking for as much information as possible and then trying to make predictions going forward. Yeah.
Do you, when you take a look at some of the sports that may or may not be looking at an expedited return, competing in a bubble with no fans in attendance, the NBA, there's rumors that they're thinking about doing this in Vegas, and then, of course, Major League Baseball, they're bandying about a lot of ideas like this. Do you like that idea, or do you think something like that might, the optics of that might not play out well? What are your thoughts on that?
I think if it's safe and you're not risking the general public, I do like the idea. I don't think that there'd be a problem competing when there's not fans. There's some of the greatest competitions I've ever seen happen not in front of fans. Some of the practice sessions that you've seen, you know, where guys are going at it, you don't need necessarily the fans there, the emotion there to go out there and to compete. You know, that's innate. That's in your nature. That's why you're playing a sport. And those guys obviously are getting paid to go out there and compete. The thought process for everything from high school sports to college, really those two especially, is all about legality and trying to make sure that you're not putting these individuals, these young high school kids or college kids in a situation where, you know, they might contract something and something, God forbid, somebody could die from it when they're not even getting paid to go out there and play the game. So I think it's such a dichotomy that exists between amateurs and professionals. And when you're looking at pro sports, if you can find a way to do it and keep the players and the players and the coaches and the personnel safe, and you can provide something for everybody to watch, I think that that's fine.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. I wonder what sport would be the weirdest sounding without fans. Do you know what I mean? Because we're all used to the roar of the crowd.
Probably not golf, obviously.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Right?
Football, I think football, you know, there's so much of the crowd. There's so much momentum shifts and, you know, all that type of stuff and home field advantage and, you know, I mean, I think football, you know, would be weird to watch with nobody there, you know. And when you watch some of these other leagues like the XFL or the Alliance, and there's not a great, huge fan turnout, you can kind of see some of that. Or you go and you watch, you know, the fall practices before the season has started, you know, between teams, you see them battling and competing. But, you know, it's fun to watch guys compete regardless of if there's fans there or not.
Yeah, there's a way around the whole sound thing. I mean, we've seen teams in the NFL for years piping in artificial crowd noise, Jay. Yeah, exactly. They could teach all the other franchises on how to do it effectively. We're talking to Jay Feely here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. We've got to give you congratulations, too. The Arizona Republic Girls Soccer Coach of the Year in the state of Arizona, Jay Feely. Congrats,
man. Get out. Fabulous,
yeah,
man.
Cool. You know what? A good coach is only as good as his players. I had great players. I had the state player of the year and defensive player of the year and all-state goalie, 6 all-state players. So, you know, I had great girls, and it's just a blast. I love doing that. There's nothing better than coaching. I have so many funny stories. There was one practice where I look out and literally all my girls are crying. Like, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking of Tom Hanks, like, there's no crying.
That's right.
What are you guys doing?
What are you doing?
I literally told him at one point, I said, hey, I said, take a water break. I told our captains, go over there. You guys hug it out. Get all the crying out. I was half joking. I look over, and literally the whole team's hugging and crying over there.
Isn't it great?
And this was in the middle of the playoffs. I said the next day, I told our coaches, I go, we're not even practicing. They're like, what are you talking about? I go, these girls, like, they're so emotionally, like, just upset right now. I go, we got to do something fun. We had an ice bath. Got in a pool. I had them all write something about, this is what's different, guys sports versus girl sports. I had them write something about each person on the team that they liked, you know, that they respected, whatever. And then I read it to all of them, and they were just like eating that up, you know, to hear all the positive things that their teammates thought about them. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what's great about high school sports. You know, you're pouring into kids in a critical time in their life, and you're trying to, whether they're good or they're not good at all, hopefully when you're done coaching them, when that season's over, whether you won or lost, hopefully that's one of the greatest memories they have from high school.
All right,
that's what it should be.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. All right, finally, since you are a golfer, how much, A, are you into watching the Masters in the fall, and B, are you into a Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady battle royale?
Yeah, I'm into a Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Jay Feely battle royale.
Okay, there you go.
Let's go. I mean, Tom Brady and I, we would compete every day in college out on the golf course, and the winner got Olive Garden. So let's rekindle that. He hasn't beaten me in like 5 years. I'm just throwing that out there. You know, Tom, if you want to put it on the line, go ahead. Let's go, and we'll get out there and compete. But I think any that's awesome. The idea of that, like, I got so excited just thinking about that. You know, and golf you could certainly do and do the social distancing and stay away from everybody and not, you know, compete and risk anybody. And I think that would be – can you imagine the ratings they would get and the number of people that would watch that right now when you have nothing, no sports at all to watch? I mean, it would be astronomical.
Yeah. I you said he hasn't beaten you in 5 years. Who was winning all the Olive Garden back in Michigan there, Jay?
Right.
He was definitely winning in Michigan. And, you know, in the last 20 years since we started being professional athletes, you know, he's got me one time. I think I got him all the other times. But
wow.
I love golf. I can't wait to watch the Masters on CBS. I think it's great what they're going to do, you know, putting Phil's victory and Tiger's win last year and watching that again. And the Masters is by far, without question, my favorite golf event to watch. And if it's in the fall or winter or spring, I don't care when it is. Like, I just want to watch
it.
And I want to see it.
Same here.
And I want to watch those holes. And I want to watch Amen Corner. And I want to see all those golfers. And I think there's something that would be unique about the fall. It'd be a little different. You know, those greens are complex. They're going to be different. So,
all right, real quickly before I let you go, did you give Tom Brady any advice on Bruce Arians by any chance?
Yeah, we had a couple of conversations prior to him signing there. After, obviously, Tampa's my hometown. That's where I grew up. I went to high school a mile from the stadium, though. So we've had conversations about that, about who Bruce was and, you know, what he would like and dislike. And, you know, I mean, I'm happy for him. I'm excited for him. I hope he does awesome there.
Awesome.
Jay, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for what you're doing with the Food Fighters thing.
Keep entertaining everybody. Appreciate all you're doing.
Congrats, Coach of the Year.
Yeah, and we'll point people in your direction, Jay. Thank you so much. Jay Feely joined us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Coulter, your family-owned dealership for Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. And again, Bickley_Murata, retweet of Jay's tweet. If you want to give to that great thing he's got going on with Food Fighters, you can find the link right there.